This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, Saturday confirmed Navalny was dead, citing an official notice given Navalny's mother, Ludmila. In a video statement posted to YouTube, Yarmish demanded Navalny's body be released to his family. The death of Navalny deprives Putin's opponents of their most formidable leader and the man who, for some, embodied hope of a better future for Russia. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Putin is a murderer!
In Berlin, people chanted, Putin is a killer.
Alexei Navalny.
Blaming the Russian president for the death of his most formidable opponent. Vigils and protests sprung up in other major cities, too. This is former Navalny team member Anastasia Pachenko in Tbilisi, Georgia, saying, we believed we'd build a wonderful future Russia, that he'd be president. Russia's prison service says Navalny died on Friday after collapsing at the Arctic penal colony where he was serving a three-decade-long jail term.
That's Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reporting. A senior U.S. defense official Friday revealed staggering Russian losses from Moscow's brutal war in Ukraine, citing 315,000 Russians killed or wounded, at least 20 Russian naval vessels sunk, and up to $211 billion in direct financial costs to supply and sustain its military operations. Russia has also lost an estimated $10 billion or postponed canceled arms sales, along with another $1.3 trillion in previously anticipated economic growth through 2026, according to the U.S. official. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Saturday warned allies that an artificial deficit of weapons for his country risks giving Russia breathing space after his military said he was withdrawing troops from the eastern city of Avdiivka. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Zelensky spoke Saturday to the Munich Security Conference, an annual gathering of security and foreign policy officials. Ukraine is back on the defensive against Russia in the nearly two-year-old war, hindered by low ammunition supplies and a shortage of personnel. Zelensky said Ukrainians have proven that we can force Russia to retreat. The president said that the troop withdrawal was a correct decision and emphasized the priority of saving Ukrainian soldiers' lives. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Two Israeli airstrikes on Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah overnight Saturday killed at least 13 people, including nine members of the same family, according to hospital and officials and relatives. Speaking at the White House Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden cautioned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu against moving forward with a military operation into Rafah without what Biden called a credible and executable plan to protect around 1.4 million Palestinians sheltering there. However, Israel's defense minister said the country is thoroughly planning its promised ground invasion of Rafah, and Netanyahu vowed early Friday to reject international dictates on a long-term resolution of Israel's conflict with Palestinians. The number of Palestinians killed during the war in Gaza has surpassed 28,000 people, according to the health ministry in Gaza. A quarter of Gaza's residents are starving. About 1,200 people, mostly civilians, were killed and around 250 abducted in a Hamas attack on Israel October 7th that sparked the war. A New York judge Friday delivered another legal blow to former U.S. President Donald Trump, ordering him to pay $355 million for lying about his wealth in a staggering civil fraud ruling. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Donald Trump falsely, knowingly inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and to cheat the system.
Former President Trump.
It's a ridiculous award. This is a fine of $355 million for doing a perfect job.
Still, Judge Arthur Engoron backed away from dissolving Trump's companies. Hofstra University law professor James Sample.
This isn't a corporate death penalty. It's not a lifetime ban. It's not an indication that under no circumstances can Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr. ever do business again, or can the Trump business name ever do business in the state of New York. It's not that. However, it is a significant penalty.
I'm Ben Thomas.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.